Personal growth is something that's no doubt important to all of us and most people in some way, shape, or form. And people spend a lot of time thinking about it, concentrating upon it, and ways in which they can grow. If you'll turn in your Bibles to Mark, the fourth chapter, Jesus tells some parables about growth. They aren't really about personal growth and the way we typically think about it, in terms of physical growth or financial growth, emotional growth, or even relational type of growth. Jesus, here in Mark chapter 4, is talking about the growth of our soul, and that soul then being made into the image of our God. In the first parable in Mark chapter 4 that we'll look at, this is an iconic Jesus type of story, and it's called the parable of the sower, or we call it the parable of the sower. He tells the story of a sower, a farmer who goes out and he starts to throw out some seed. And he throws it out. And the first handful of seed, so to speak, it lands on some really hard soil, some pavement-like soil. And Jesus calls it the wayside soil. And you can imagine dirt that is packed so tightly down. We live in Missouri, so when it gets really hot, we understand that type of soil that's packed down really hard. Even as we come down to the church building, sometimes we drive down this gravel road and sometimes it's really muddy, and other times it's really hard and it's really packed down, almost as if it's like pavement, and sometimes we drive the same speed as it would be. But it's really hard, it's really packed down. Of course, the seed that they threw out there didn't grow. The birds would come and snatch it away, and boom, it's gone. The other seed that the farmer threw out, it landed on what Jesus describes as rocky soil. And this doesn't necessarily mean that the earth or the soil had a bunch of pebbles in it or a bunch of rocks inside of the soil. I think the idea is kind of like bedrock, that this type of soil, there was soil there, but underneath it was this rocky type of ground. And because of that, the seed got in. And it grew a little bit, and it looked like it was supposed to look. It sprouted up really fast, looked good, but it didn't have any depth. And the roots couldn't get down and sustain any growth. And so once the sun came up, it scorched it. Bam, it's gone. Third type of soil that Jesus pictures for us is a soil that can grow. It's open. There's some depth to it. It's soft enough for the seed to go down into it. But there's all kinds of other stuff in the soil right along with the seed. The seed lands and it grows. But weeds and thorns and all kinds of other stuff choke it out. And so it can't grow up and actually produce a crop. You see, in that text, the soil is divided. The soil is not just taking care of a seed. The soil is taking care of thorns and weeds and all of kinds of other stuff too. So the soil's divided. And so although the plant grows, it really can't have any long-term growth to be what God wants it to be. And the last type of soil that Jesus describes that the farmer throws seed out onto is the really good soil. And this rich soil is deep, and it's open, and it's soft, and the seed can penetrate. And there it can get all the nutrients that it needs, that it's required to have. And it grows up, and it produces a crop. So what is the point of the little story that Jesus tells in Mark chapter 4? It's also found in Matthew chapter 13, Luke chapter 8, if you want to go and look at those stories as well. Well, even the disciples wondered that. What does Jesus mean by this story? And in chapter 4 and verse 10, we read, as soon as he was alone, his followers, along with the 12, began asking him about parables. They were going to, what does this mean, Jesus? And you can imagine them asking, much like we ask sometimes, I don't really get this. I don't really understand this. And so Jesus said in verse 11, to you has been given the mystery of the kingdom of God, but those who are on the outside get everything in parables. These messages weren't always clear. But Jesus did this on purpose. Verse 12, so that while seeing they may see and not perceive, and while hearing they may hear and not understand. otherwise they might return and be forgiven. Jesus told these stories and parables so he could find out who was really hearing him. He needed to find out who was really listening to him. And he could find out very quickly who was not. Jesus told these stories so some people would come and ask, just like these disciples and followers of his would come and ask, "Hey, what are you talking about? What does this mean?" Those people really wanted to know, and they really wanted to grow. There were those people also who were satisfied. They maybe thought they understood, or they thought they knew enough. They were the farmer that knew everything already. And so they don't come, and they don't ask questions, and they don't grow. Jesus was telling these stories to separate those people who wanted to grow from all of those who already thought they knew what they needed. And now he goes on to explain that he wasn't just talking about dirt. He wasn't just giving them a lesson, you see, on farming. He was talking about people. Some people are hard, just like the pavement type of soil. And they can't receive anything. And they don't receive anything. You see, some people are shallow. They receive some things, and they get excited. Maybe even get excited about the Lord for a period of time. But once it gets tough, or once it gets tough to follow through, bam, they're gone. And some people aren't hard, and some people aren't shallow. They're just divided. Just like the ground that had lots of weeds and lots of thorns. Some people are divided. There are people who have lots of things pulling at them. Jesus describes it in chapter 4 and verse 19 as the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the world. Chokes out the word of God. People are like that. They put so many things in their lives and there's so many things going on. The word of God just can't grow there. And a lot of people live their lives just like that. But how do we become like the good soil? How do we become that soft ground, that open ground, that receptive ground? How do we become that type of soil? The soil that actually produces something. You see, in all of these parables that Jesus talks about in Mark chapter 4, all at the end have a goal in mind. And that is fruit is produced. That something is produced from it. Produces something. So how do we do that? How do we grow as God intends for us to grow? How do I grow in a way that would be good for me in God's sight? Number one, first off, I'm just going to give you two reasons this morning, or two ways to do that. First off, growth happens through the Word of God. Growth happens through the Word of God. Jesus says that in verse 14. He says, this is the story of the sower who sows the word of God. What he means is that if the sower sows the sower isn't just anybody in this story. Originally, I think the idea is that this is Jesus. And Jesus is coming. He's sowing the word. And there's going to be all kinds of people, just like he describes here, when Jesus sows the word. And so it also would then mean as we go and sow the word, it has the same implication for us. Jesus came sharing God's word. He told people how to live. He told them how to know God. He told them how to serve God, how to please God, how to be at peace with God. And some people were hardened. They didn't want to listen to Jesus. Some people heard him. They got excited. But when it got hard, they were out of there. Bam, gone. Some people heard the word. And they cared about the word for a while, but they also cared about their possessions, like that young man who had many possessions, and he couldn't just give them up. And they cared about their riches and all kinds of other stuff, and they just couldn't commit fully to the Lord. But there were some people who, when they heard it, and as verse 20 says, they accepted it, and then they produced something. We want to be the type of soil that accepts the word of God. Growth comes through the word of Christ. You can try a lot of things. We can try to exercise a lot. We can try to develop our careers and whatever that is for each of us. We can be really gifted and we can be really talented. We can be really, really knowledgeable, and we can download books and we can buy books, and to the end there is no end of them, and we can know everything about them. All kinds of stuff we can learn about and be experts in and masters of, and it can be a great advantage to you. But it isn't going to make you grow in the very depths of your soul. And that's what Jesus wants. All of those type of things won't spring up into anything that will cause you to live now better or to live eternally. That's why Jesus began and ended this story, I think, in a similar way. In verse 3, he says, listen. And then he tells a story. And then notice how he ends it in verse 9. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus wants us to listen to this message. Growth happens through the Word of God. And it's not that the Word magically pierces your soul, or it magically pierces my soul, and then it just somehow just punches through and penetrates deep down where it needs to be. It's not how it works. The Word of God only works, as verse 20 says, when we accept it, when you accept it, when I accept it. Maybe we can put it like this. The Word of Christ is only effective if you respond to it appropriately. The Word of God is only effective if we respond to it appropriately. If you had a financial advisor, if you had a life coach, if you had a personal trainer, if you had a psychologist, if you had a doctor, they can tell you all of this good stuff all day long, and they will. And they'll tell you all, give you all kinds of advice and tell you all kinds of good stuff, stuff that could even change your life for the better. You can ignore it. You can do it for a couple of weeks, and once it gets hard, you can go back to your old ways. You can pay attention to them and try to pay attention to three or four other competing ideas at one time, but that doesn't work. The keto diet and the Atkins diet don't work very good hand in hand together. Do you see my point? The only way anything can be produced in your life is you respond appropriately to the wisdom that you get when you receive it. So let's challenge ourselves here. Are we reading the Word of God? Are we reading it? Just a simple step to pick it up and read it. Secondly, when we read the words of God, how do we respond to it? When it tells us to do something, do we do it? When it admonishes us, do we let it admonish us? When it asks us to correct something, do we let it correct us? When it asks us to obey it, do we obey it? The Word of God can only grow in us if we respond to the way God wants us to. If we don't accept it, if we don't embrace it, if we don't do it, it won't do anything at all in us. Now, in Mark chapter 4, as we finish our lesson, there are a few other stories about the Word of Christ in Mark chapter 4, and I think they both have some connection at least to growth. Starting in verse 26 and through verse 32, Jesus tells two stories about seeds. So he's really zeroing in on this farming thing. And I know we have farmers here, people who are at least able to put this into your minds. So he says, the kingdom of God is like a man who casts out seed upon the soil. In verse 27, he goes to bed at night and he gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows. How, he himself does not know. So he plants it, he goes to sleep a few times, does his other farmer things, and then all of a sudden he wakes up one day, and what happens? There's something there. The seed produced something. The other neat thing about farming is how seeds turn into something completely different than when you put them into the ground. A little round ball that you drop into the ground grows into something completely different than what it is at first. Jesus here talks about the mustard seed, and I went and looked at, as tried to find what a mustard seed looked like, and then I tried to find out what that produced, and it was pretty amazing the size of tree that would be produced. Even in the area around Jerusalem, where things were dry and arid, a little seed became something completely different. It turns into something big, a really big plant. In verse 32, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and forms large branches, so that the birds of the air can nest under its shade. So here's the lesson. Growth in the Word of Christ, when you respond to it appropriately, will happen. We can have confidence in that fact, that if we read and study and learn from the Word of Christ, that growth will happen. It will happen. The Word of God guarantees that when we respond to it appropriately, growth will happen. But as we see in these other two stories about the farmer who goes out and he plants it and does his thing, and then he comes out and something's growing there. And the idea of the mustard seed producing something different than what it very first starts out to be also teaches us that sometimes growth can be very subtle. And we can even wake up sometimes and think, well, how did that happen? Where did that change take place in my life? Maybe you start reading and you start praying. You start following the Lord with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And all of a sudden, the time where you flew off the handle and you got really angry, you didn't do that anymore. Or at least maybe not as angry. Or maybe the time when you're really tempted to do something and you know it's not right, you're able to resist it. And it just happens a little bit over a little bit over a little bit. And it happens, and before we know it, we're changed. We're different. We think different. We act different. And we might even think to ourselves, wow, when did that happen? Just like the farmer who plants the seed, puts it in the ground, goes and does his thing, and then he doesn't even know how, but it does. It comes up. A lot of times I think that one of our pitfalls in thinking about growth is that we think that it has to happen instantly, and that it does happen instantly, but it doesn't. These parables tell us, and I think explain to us in some ways, that growth happens sometime very subtly, just a little bit here and a little bit there, and we can grow up to be what the Lord wants us to be. But it often doesn't happen overnight. And you'll see that growth happens, and sometimes it starts out tiny. It starts with one little temptation you resist, one act of kindness that you do, and just like the mustard seed grows and grows and grows into something tremendous. If you let God's ideas and His ways and His thoughts become your ideas and your ways and your thoughts, you can become something bigger for the Lord than you've ever imagined. You can be something great for the Lord. Each and every one of us can be something great in the kingdom of God. We can grow into something magnificent for the Lord as we try to do His work. These parables can mean a lot of things, but I don't think that there's any doubt as we read all three of them and look at all three of them that God will work in you if you respond the right way and let Him. God will work in you, and God will help you grow to be what He wants you to be. And if you're here today and you've never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, just understand that your growth will be a process, and it will take some time, and it'll take some work. It'll take work for you to respond appropriately to the Word of God. But you don't have to be perfect today. The point of these parables is that God will take you where you are, and He'll make you what you want to be. If you're here today, guess what we're doing? We're throwing some seed out. We're throwing it right now. We're throwing the seed out to all of you who have never obeyed the gospel. The seed is being planted. My only question for you this morning is, what type of soil are you? What type of soil are you this morning? My prayer and goal is that you'll become that soft soil, that open soil, that good soil, and that the seeds that are planted today might grow in you, that you might want to obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, and be baptized for the remission of your sins. And if you're a Christian here today, and we've looked at these stories about growing, and sometimes maybe you just don't feel like you're growing like you should, study God's Word, pray a lot, and that growth will happen. Have confidence that as you do God's will, God will do and complete His work that He intends to do through you. If we can help anyone this morning, please come forward as we stand and sing the song that Brad selected.